Welcome to Christ Chapel. As we gather this morning to pray, grieve, celebrate, and remember Lori Siebold, it is fitting that we honor Lori on a Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. Lori loved the Gustavus Wednesday Chapel service because it included several of her favorite things: music led by the Gustavus choirs, songs and prayers that communicated the joy and hope she found in her Christian faith, and sometimes the additional sweetness of cinnamon twists made by the Gustavus dining service. As we enter into this time of prayer and remembrance, I invite you to follow along in the bulletin and participate in whatever way you are moved to do so. We will begin our service by turning towards the opening litany and our opening song.
Thank you for giving her to us to know and to love as a companion in our communities in St. Peter and at Gustavus. In your boundless compassion, console those who mourn and give us a quiet confidence that we may comfort one another in our sorrow and join together to celebrate and remember Lori's life with us. Amen. You may be seated.
A reading from Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 through 9, 14 through 16. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. You are the salt of the earth, but if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to God in heaven. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
Lori Siebels was a beloved daughter, mother, wife, colleague, college mom, mentor, sister, friend to people and dogs alike, and so much more. In her 50 years of life, she joyfully lived out Jesus' call to let her light shine before others. With a rouser song that includes repeated, enthusiastic shouts of the refrain, "Gusties will shine," Gustavus was a natural fit for Lori's life's work. She had so many passions, gifts, and talents that she generously shared as she loved and served others during her time at Gustavus. She was a compassionate listener who students and colleagues alike entrusted with the joys and challenges of their lives. With her organizational prowess, Lori ensured the success of hundreds of events and contributed to the Gustavus ethic of excellence in hospitality. Lori was passionate about music and especially delighted in the Herald Trumpets, orchestra, and choirs as they led people in the singing of "O Come All Ye Faithful" at the end of every Christmas and Christ Chapel worship service. Her dedication to Gustavus students, her friends and colleagues in the marketing and communication office, and to partners across campus was evident in the laughter, the smiles, and the playfulness that she inspired in the midst of countless projects, events, galas, and gatherings. The depth of grieving of Lori's death is a testament to the profound impact that she had on the lives of so many people here in our community. She was greatly loved, and she will be dearly missed. Mark, Katrina, Maria, Joe, and members of Lori's extended family, thank you for sharing Lori with us for so many years. She has touched the lives of countless Gusties, friends and colleagues, alumni, guests, and students who attended Christmas in Christ Chapel, the Nobel Conference, a royal affair, commencement, and so many other college events over the years. Lori's time on earth may be over, but her light will continue to shine on in our community as we share the stories of her countless acts of kindness and generosity, her deep and abiding faith in God's goodness and compassion, and her love for her family, her friends, her colleagues, and her students. May Lori's life and light continue to inspire us to let our lives shine with the light that is within each and every one of us for all the world to see. Gusties indeed will shine. Amen.
Stand as you're able for the prayer. Let us pray. Gracious God, in baptism you welcome glory into the body of Christ and into the communion of saints. By the promise of Jesus' resurrection, we entrust glory into your care and pray for those who have gathered to grieve and remember her life. We thank you for the gift of life. From the moment of birth to the moment of our last breath, we live amidst the wonder and beauty of all life and marvel at the gift of what it means to be fully human, fully alive. Today, we particularly thank you for the gift of Lori's life, a gift that was a light to us and to many others in this world. God of love, hear our prayer. Loving God, we thank you for the gift of love, for the wonder of human relationships, the ability to know another and be known, to accept another and be accepted, to live through the joys and sorrows of life together. We are grateful for the love we knew from Lori and the love we could offer her in return. God of love, hear our prayer. Grant courage and comfort to all who mourn, and a sure and certain hope in your loving care, that casting all their sorrow on you, they may have strength for the days ahead. We pray for Lori's family and closest friends, that they might be surrounded and filled with your abiding grace as they grieve and celebrate Lori's life and legacy. God of love, hear our prayer. God of compassion, bless all who are gathered here this day. We pray that you might turn our mourning into dancing and singing and fill our saddened hearts with beautiful memories, the sound of laughter, and the warmth of Lori's smile. We entrust our community to the comfort of your gentle and abundant love, that we might know wholeness and peace. Amen.
For our choral postlude.